From the internet to your ears, this is RFD.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast. It is the 16th of May, the year of our Lord, 2026. And all I have to say about that is Recum Tech. Texas Tech softball takes on Ole Miss today at 2 p.m. Central Time. And hopefully I'm sitting down watching it on the Mr. Mouse Sports Network. Yeah, that's right, the Mr. Mouse Sports Network, the one that's already got crappy reviews from critics over the new Mandalorian and Grogu. I guess that's Baby Yoda Grogu. Anyway, it's laughable. When the dude that plays the Mandalorian is Mr., you know, woke man, Mr. leftist liberal, you know, dude, it's hard for me to feel sorry for him. Anyway, it's the podcast, so let's not rant. Let's save the rant for the Rumble. Let's do that right now. So we take off the headphones. Turn over here to the super high-tech HD iPad. Ah, got the lights on. We're ready to go. Here we go. Welcome to the Stephen Roy Rumble for the 16th of May, the year of our Lord, 2026. Thank you. Let me start out by saying thank you for watching. If you're a television or radio station, I know that a major either television or radio station, as I fix the camera here, looks a little crooked. Anywho, a major television or radio station was looking at me this week, so thank you for watching. They probably saw I have a beautiful face for radio and said, that's it. We're out. And that's okay. When I was thinking of doing the show today, you know, I was reminded that I've had more than one woman I've been in a relationship with go, you just want to be like Rush Limbaugh. And my response to that is always the same. I say, is that a bad thing that I want to be like Rush Limbaugh? I mean, when I was a teenager, you want to talk about a great role model for, you know, wanting to be in radio. And I did that for many years. I have done that for 25 years now. It's got to be 25 years or more now that I've been broadcasting. So I do have the experience to work in television or radio. Yeah, but you don't have a master's degree and you don't have experience editing video for 20 hours sitting in one spot for S pay. And I'm thinking of your excuses why you don't want to hire me. Here's a news flash from your Uncle Steven. Nobody wants to see a child that has no experience, that cannot speak to your viewers, that cannot talk to your listeners. You want somebody that can relate with people. Why? Because I've worked for a living my entire life. I used to crawl under houses. I used to crawl into attics. I've climbed about 850,000 telephone poles. Believe me, I paid my dues before I got to work inside. Now, even though I don't have to do the physical work I used to, oh, I still work. I didn't get home last night till after midnight because I had to go out to a remote hub site for an air conditioning problem and was stuck there and couldn't come home until after midnight. Okay, yeah, I know I get paid by the hour, not the mile per hour, but I'd much rather be snugging my beautiful wife on the love seat than driving in the dark, you know. I mean, the storms were so bad yesterday, I thought, is that coming? Is that a tornado? Because my truck's like, in standing still outside this hub site, rocking back and forth like this, and I'm like, that's quite the wind. I don't think I've ever felt my truck like that. Even when I lived in at the base of Cajon Pass in the Inland Empire, and we had 60-mile-an-hour winds, I think the winds were stronger than that in places yesterday. It was strong enough to stop the Texas Tech softball game yesterday for an hour and 45 minutes. And then I listened to it, you know, after they started playing again. So, anywho, that's life when you live in, on the edge of Tornado Alley. Now, knock on wood, we haven't had a major tornado hit the city I live in since 1970. And that killed several people. And I was at the biggest building in town today, the Metro Tower, and I was showing this air conditioning guy. The tower is actually leaning slightly. I thought it was twisted. No, it's leaning ever so slightly, and that's a 20-story building. I would not live in a building that's leaning. I would not live on the 20th floor. No, thank you. I know it's probably not going anywhere because that tower was hit in 1970. My gosh, 56 years ago? Probably not going to fall down. It was built in the 50s. It's very solid, I'm sure, and I'm sure it's going to be here for another bazillion years. Anyway, so I spent a lot of miles on the road this week. So, you know, I don't have a whole lot of show prep. I have no show prep to go for it. One of the funniest, you know, I talked last week about the Hunta controller virus. And, I like cruise posts. D and I are going on a cruise this summer. It will be my 12th cruise. It will be D's third cruise. And saw a funny meme and it said, do you really think I'm going to let a Honda Civic stop me from going on a cruise? Get it? Honda Civic, Hunta virus. I think that's funny. It really is. So let's go to the X at Stephen Roy Radio. Doop. I had it all queued up, and now it is not. Replies. Follow me at Stephen Roy Radio. As of this moment, we have 9,800. I had it, and then I lost it. 9,846 followers. Thank you so much for following me. If you do, you can follow me at Stephen Roy Radio. As long as you don't say anything crazy, or you know, you're just there to sell porn or something. As long as you seem semi-normal, you can follow me. And if you seem like a patriot like me, then I will follow you back. I have 6,700 and something followers I follow back. All right, following. There's very few that I follow that don't follow me back. In fact, if you don't follow me back, chances are I'm going to unfollow you. I'm not going to follow you if you don't follow me, unless you're like, you know, some major celebrity. Okay, now I'm on the wrong thing again. Profiles, replies. There was my video from last week. Thank you for watching. Seems like I only had like a 10 or 12 people watched it. Then all of a sudden, it was at 30. Like, just like that. In one day, I don't know what it is this morning. I haven't checked, but thank you for watching. I don't even know what that video was. Oh! Funny meme. I posted a couple bookface reels, and I don't usually do that unless I can post the video. So I posted a couple links, and one was really funny. You'll see on my X at Stephen Roy Radio. And it has Rick Grimes, and he looks out in the hall, and he sees the luggage staged because people are going home after their cruise. It's always sad when you have to leave your bags out the night before you leave the cruise ship, right? And so he looks outside and he goes, no, no, no. Now, I know what scene it is. I'm pretty confident it's when he finds that his wife has been eaten by a zombie. Uh-oh, I just gave it away. I think that's when he loses it like that. It has to be, because I don't believe it was that sudden when Chandler was bit by a zombie and then died. I'm pretty sure that was when his wife was, that he discovered his wife had died in the prison. You know, when I was last in Georgia, Dee and I have talked about maybe going to Georgia next year for vacation. Of course, we've also talked about going
to the left coast to visit my family, and you visit my kids and my brother and my brother's family, and then drive up north to Yosemite. I haven't been to Yosemite probably since the 2010s. And, I take that back. I think I did go probably somewhere from mid-2013 to mid-2015. Might have been the summer of 15. 2015 was the last time I was in Yosemite, and I wasn't there long. And was there for my ex-girlfriend's daughter's wedding. That's the last time I was there. So, isn't that exciting that I shared that for you? And then here's one that's really funny. These are both cruise memes. So one was Rick, no, that he has to leave. And then this one is, it has, I believe this scene is from Liar Lawyer. Trying to say no when someone asks if I want to go on another cruise. I'll reset it so you can hear it. I believe that was from Yes Man. It was either Yes Man or Liar Liar. I don't remember. But, asking if he does, asking if he would say no to another cruise, and he can't say no. So I believe it's Yes Man, because in Yes Man, he can't say no. He can only say yes to everything. So I'm pretty sure that was what was from. Cackle and Cammy this week in another drunken stupor was talking about the fact that the left wants to... And this is a great article. Let me just read the whole article for Benny Johnson. I think that would be a lot easier. Cackling Cammy says Democrats need a no bad idea brainstorm. So you get that? Cackling Cammy says that Dems need a no bad idea brainstorm after getting humiliated over their failed redistricting scheme to try and control the House of Representatives. That's the lower house of Congress. So Benny translated. Here's the translation. The party that spent years trying to rig every institution in America is now panicking because voters rejected them anyway. They controlled Hollywood, the corporate media, big tech censorship, universities, the bureaucracy, the courts, and they still lost the country. Now Dems are openly brainstorming ways to change the rules because they can't win under the system they spent decades manipulating. Notice they never want to persuade voters. Leftist Dems believe voters are stupid, and they have to be told which way to vote. We're not smart enough to figure stuff out on our own. We have to be forced to... They don't even want you to vote. If they had their way, it would be a dictatorship. It would be a libtard world order dictatorship where there's no elections. Just like in England, when that idiot in Londonistan suspended the election. Just like Ukrainistan, when the Z-Man postponed the election. That's the way they want it to be in this country. They don't want you to choose who's going to be in charge. And that's exactly why over 250 years ago now, this is why our country was set up this way. 250 years ago, on July 4th, marks the anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, where we demanded our freedom from the UK. And now the UK stands going down the crapper. It's being flushed down the commode because of liberal idiots that are allowing... So get this. You can rape a woman in Ukraine and we're just going to give you probation because you don't even understand that rape is illegal. Because that's not part of your culture, and your culture it's okay to rape a woman, we're only going to give you probation. Oh, but Grandpa over here that spoke out against Londonistan, he's getting 5 years in prison. You want that to be like that here in the United States of America? Is that what you want? Because they're doing it in other places, like Kanadistan. So, Leftist Dems never want to persuade voters. They do not. They want to establish the Electoral College. Why do we have the Electoral College? So big states don't rig every election in places like Arizonistan and New Yorkistan and Michiganistan and POSA. That's my acronym for Pennsylvania. They don't want these states like Nevadistan that committed massive fraud election in 2020. If we did not have the Electoral College, then whoever is elected president would be by popular vote. Hey, here's a news flash from your Uncle Steven there, libtards. President Trump won the Electoral College and he won the popular vote. So that wouldn't work. They want to end the Electoral College. They want to pack the Supreme Court. They want to nationalize elections. What does that mean? That means the national government controls elections, not states. So they could rig it any way they want with their voting machines that magically give votes to Biden like it did in 2020. They want to lower voter standards. What does that mean? No voter ID. Any illegal alien, anybody can vote 35,000 times. What have I told you before? Here in the state of Texas, it is such horror because when I go to vote, I have to show my Texas driver's license. And then once they go beep and scan that on their iPad, guess what? I can't vote again. It's already registered that I have voted. You can only vote once in the Texas elections. They want to lower voter standards so illegal aliens can vote. So you can fake votes, right? They want to import millions and millions and millions of future voters through open borders. How did that work out during Biden? We had 100 million illegal aliens in this country. Who knows? Over 20 million came in. It was like a conveyor belt. Come on in! Oh, 100,000 a day, no problem! Coming into the United States. And we're not talking about brain surgeons and rocket scientists. We're talking about military-age Chinese nationals that were spies. We're still arresting them. We're talking about rapists and pedophiles and murderers. I mean, the General cray-cray. That's what was released from Venezuelan prisons. They didn't release their brain surgeons and rocket scientists. So, every reform somehow magically favors leftist Dems. Cackle and Cammy calling for a no bad idea brainstorm is the most honest thing they've said in years. Because when a political movement can't survive actual democracy, they have to redesign it into a libtard world order dictatorship. That's what they want. A libtard world order dictatorship to tell you what to do. Like they did during the control of virus pandemic, like forcing you to get the poison injected into you. Do you know, I am 100% sure that my immune system was destroyed because my dumbass got injected twice and then with a booster. So my dumbass got injected three times with the Pfizer poison. I guarantee you that's why my immune system absolutely sucked. So I got the first poison. It was like August of 2021. That's how long I waited. And my company gave us so much crap that I got it and I shouldn't have. And then I got the booster like in March of 2022. And then I went on a cruise in May 2022. Now back then, they had just started cruising again and you could not get on the ship unless you proved you had the control of virus poison injections. And it was funny because like 25% of the ship had masks on. And by the end of the cruise, it was like 10%. The thing that sucked is the entire crew had to wear masks. And that sucked. You know, I don't have great hearing anyway, which is my own fault because I worked for like over 20 years in very loud electronics rooms without hearing protection. That's what's affected my hearing. No, it hasn't destroyed it. I'm not deaf. The hearing aids just help me hear better, and they're great, and they work great. So I can hear myself better when I'm doing this show. I can hear myself better when I watch TV. I didn't even know I needed glasses. And when I first got vision insurance, I never had it before. I always declined it. When I first got vision insurance, my eyes were tested the first time. Well, let's start by this. In 1999, I got LASIK, and I didn't have to wear glasses anymore. It was a Festivus miracle. When I woke up, I had 10/20 vision. I could see better than 20/20 vision, right? When I woke up after my surgery, they gave me like a Valium before I went into surgery. I didn't even feel it. But when I got out of that chair, I felt stoned. When I got out of when they shot a laser in my eyeball and burned my cornea because I had an astigmatism, and I didn't need glasses for years. That was in 1999. So in 2023, day after Christmas, 2023, I got my eyes checked and I needed glasses. And then it helped tremendously to see the TV, to watch a movie, even to wear them when I drive. And then, just a few months after that, the place that I got to, I'm not going to even tell you the name of the place, I'm just going to tell you that's where my eye doctor was, and they would not see me when I went back to get my glasses fixed under warranty. They weren't free. When I went back to get them fixed under warranty, they weren't interested in seeing me. They'd let me sit in the waiting room for 45 minutes twice, and I walked out. And you know what? I will never go back there again. I went to a new eye doctor that my colleague had went to, and he was great. I went there like the day after Christmas, 2024, and then I had to go back for another follow-up to get a retina scan, you know, just to make sure my eyes were okay. And he had to give me a stronger prescription. So either my eyes changed in a year, or that first eye doctor I had didn't give me the right prescription. So now I see even better with my new prescription. Now, I didn't go back to that place to get my glasses fixed. Instead, I'm not as scared to admit, I ordered two pairs of glasses for like less than $75 from China. So they were shipped from China, but they were less than $75 for two pairs of glasses, right? And then after my trip last year to Mexico, I slightly scratched my prescription sunglasses, and I thought I had lost another pair of glasses, so I ordered two more pairs of glasses for like $75. And yeah, you gotta wait like a week or two before they're shipped from China. And from what I've been told from my colleagues, I have a colleague whose wife works at one of those Speedy lens making places, and he says that all the glasses are made in China anyway. Even if they're a designer brand, they're made in China. And that's sad. So I found those original pair of glasses, so now I have a spare. And so I wear my older glasses when I'm like watching TV at the house. And then I keep one pair of glasses in my truck. I think I've ordered 1, 2, 3, 4 pairs of clear glasses. And I've ordered two pairs of prescription glasses. So my slightly scratched sunglasses I keep in my work truck. And then another pair of glasses that were a little bit bigger than I had wanted. But that's what you get when you order it from China. That's like ordering glasses online, right? Well, that's what it is. You're ordering glasses online. So those glasses I keep in my truck. So I keep a pair of sunglasses and clear glasses in my truck. I have another pair of good sunglasses and good clear glasses that I take with us when we get on the road, like when we go to Leveland to my stepdaughter and son-in-law's cigar lounge. If you live in West Texas and you're watching this show, you should go to Galley's Cigar Lounge in Leveland. That's where I like to. We go there like once a week. Like lately it's been every Saturday. And I like a good cigar, right? I don't think there's anything wrong with having a couple cigars a week as long as you don't inhale. And even when I lived in Northern California, I didn't inhale, so anyway, I digress a bit about glasses. So, and why was I even telling you about glasses? Don't remember. Do not remember. So anyway, that's what's happening. That's what's happening in the world today. And here was my response to Benny Johnson. Cackle and Cammy is trying to act relevant. It's laughable. It really is. It's laughable. She's probably drunk. She has a drinking problem. Her and Scary Face Pelosi. Ping, Holly Weirdos didn't get her fraud elected. So she paid Holly Weird people to appear. Like they paid George Clooney to appear at a fundraiser. And he could tell that bribing was really, didn't even know where he was, right? And that was, I think that was before 2020. I don't think it was 2024. It doesn't matter. The point is, I think it was before the primary when he noticed how bad bribing was and they took him off the ticket and then just propped up Cackle and Cammy, even though she was not elected in the primary. The leftist Dems still propped her up like Weekend at Bernie's, you know. Her and Tampon Timmy the pedo. That was quite... Oh, yes, I can call him a pedo. Tampon Timmy, the governor of Minnesota Stan, was fired from his teaching job for an inappropriate relationship with a Chinese male high school student. Okay? Here's the news flash from your Uncle Steven. If Tampon Timmy is having sex with a young man under 18 from China, that's called statutory rape. I don't know how things are done in Minnesota, Stan, but here in the great state of Texas, he would go to jail. He would go to jail regardless of age for having sex with a student, because that is illegal, regardless of age. It doesn't matter if you're a college professor or coach. You cannot have sex with one of your students or athletes because you are in a position of authority, and that is illegal in the great state of Texas. The quote of the day was this: "The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." That was Zephaniah 3:17. And you know, my life is so much better now. You know why? Because God is in my life. I wandered aimlessly around this great nation for most of my life and was never happy. I was always trying to get a better job, better relationship, better place to live, and I was never happy. That's why 90% of lottery winners go bankrupt. That's why athletes, actors, you know, musicians, that they go bankrupt because they're not happy. Buying stuff doesn't make you happy. Oh, it might make you happy for a minute, but then you're not happy. Well, that's because happiness does not come from material things. Joy, real peace, only comes from God. And that's advice from your Uncle Steven for today, as we have less than 4 minutes left in the show. Here's something that's annoying. I talked a lot about Hollyweird today. Maybe that should be the subject of today's show. Bye-bye, Hollyweird. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You know, it makes me happy that there's poor reviews for Mr. Mouse's movies that he's making. Maybe I shouldn't have said that, because it was Mr. Mouse's TV and radio network that were looking at me. I can guarantee you they didn't make it this far in the Rumble for this week. So maybe I shouldn't have said that. Well, I'm not going to apologize for my opinion. You know, if you want me to be on your television or radio network, I'm going to have to be able to voice my opinion. You know, and I was telling Dee just today, and I believe it was Blair Alper that said this: radio is so much more fun when you're not paid to do it. Radio is so much more fun when you're just doing it as a hobby, just for fun, right? And she said, "Well, you could say anything you want, right?" I said, "Pretty much." I said, "I try to keep it clean. Radio Free Dish Nuts is a family network. We have children that listen to the show. The Rumble is not censored like YouTube, but I'm not going to publish any filth on here like they do on YouTube, like especially as on X. Oh, Lord. I'm blocking people routinely on X. I don't want to see your porn. I don't want to see your man-hoo, your woo-hoo, your boo-hoo. I don't want to see any of that stuff, so don't even try." But this is interesting. Elon posted this, and it's from the Doge designer. David Rubin served as president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences Sciences. He was president of the Motion Picture Arts and Scientists from 2019 to 2022. In 2020, under his leadership, the Academy launched the Representation and Inclusion Standards for Best Picture Eligibility. What does that mean? That means it no longer has anything to do with what is the best picture. It means you have to have a quota of African American, you know, other ethnicities. You have to have homosexual actors. You think I'm kidding? Let's read it. These rules, still in effect today, 2026, require films to meet at least two of four diversity criteria involving race, ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation, or disability in on-screen roles. You think I was kidding? Creative leadership or crew. Rubin publicly backed the changes and helped appoint the task force that was co-led by producer Devin Franklin. He shifted the Oscars from Best Movie to Race, Gender, Engineering. A film can now be ineligible for the top prize purely for failing demographic quotas, regardless of the quality or audience impact of the movie. Instead of focusing purely on talent and storytelling, the Academy under Rubin institutionalized identity preferences. Oscars' prestige and viewership have tanked right down the commode. Many see it as a performative politics over art. Classics with non-diverse casts would be qualified. He helped install the DEI BS that turned awards into checkboxes and accelerated Hollywood's quality decline. So you see, I grew up in the LA suburbs. Hollywood, I always knew from the time I was a child that Hollywood is an asshole. You know, if you've idolized Hollyweird your whole life, here's a newsflash from your Uncle Steven. From the time I was a kid, it was full of pimps and prostitutes and drugs. That's what Hollyweird is. So it's no surprise that these actors end up ODing, right? I mean, it's sad. I don't want to see that happen, especially when someone's extremely talented. But these people don't deserve hundreds of millions of dollars for a movie. They do not. And this is why I'm very happy that there's competition now in Hollyweird, right? I don't think it's a bad thing that Amazon owns MGM. I watch Prime, and yes, even though I don't agree with 99% of the politics of Jeff Bezos, and I still watch stuff on Prime. Melania was on Prime. Great movie. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. I don't like the politics involved with the people that run Netflix, but I watch Netflix, and I'm 99% sure I'm not going to stop. If you haven't seen what's the name of that movie? I want to say Alpha, but it doesn't sound right. You got to see the new movie with Charlize Theron. It is not suitable for children. It is scary. Scary. It's scary as in just demented scary, right? Just because the dude that she plays with is a crazy person. I mean, he really is. But I think it was a great movie, and I highly recommend you see it. So you see, if I had to pay for, I get cable for free since I'm in the cable industry, but if I had to pay for it, I don't think I would, because we don't hardly watch it. But when I go to Galley's Cigar Lounge today, I don't know if they have cable, but I know I can watch them at the Mr. Mouse Sports Network on the app, right? And Dee gets that app as part of her phone contract. All right, we're already over 32 minutes, so we're over time. Thank you so much for listening to me, for watching me today. I do appreciate it. We'll see you next week. Hey, you have a great day. You have a great weekend. You have a great week. Yes. Now you have to. That's it for the Rumble. I will upload that to the Rumble server. That stand might work better if I take my phone off of it. I don't think the mixer's working right today. Now it appears to be. when I talk soft, oh, now it's working. I have no idea why a loud sound like resets it. I don't know if it's my compressor, limiter, expander, or what the dealio is. Let's play some good music for you. I already got some queued up. Let's see here. Yeah, it's still wigging. So I'm going to turn this up. Did that work? Did that make it better? Yes, it did. Sorry about that. So, before the poo hits the fan, be sure that you are on the last plane out. XP sucks.
Greetings from Sodom. How we wish you were here. The weather's getting warmer now that the trees are all cleared. No time for a conscience, and we recognize no crime. It's a pretty damn good time.
Man of reason, not of rhyme. Keep the spoils and share the crime.
Hey!
Good man, bad man, oh. Lost without hope for passage on the last plane out. Whoa! Whoa!
Yesterday, but they were asked to leave. So we've kept the good old vices and labor to invent a few. With cake and vulgar surplus, we can have it and eat it too.
Hide your face.
how can I answer? A man of my mind can do anything. I'm a bookkeeper's son. I don't wanna shoot no one. Well, I crossed my own land back in Oregon. Don't take me alive. Got a case of dynamite. I could hold out here all night. Yes, I crossed my own land back in Oregon. Don't take me alive.
XP sucks!
Oh my god! No way!
Oh my god, RFD!
Dixon, I am a Geordie boy. Glass of wine with you, sir, and the ladies I'm enjoying. Old Durham and Northumberland is measured up by my own hand. It was my fate from birth to make my mark upon the earth.
Calls me Charlie Mason, a stargazer am I. It seems that I was born to chart the evening sky. They'd cut me out for baking bread, but I had other dreams instead. This baker's boy from the West Country would join the Royal Society. We are sailing to Philadelphia, a world away from the coldy tide. Sailing to Philadelphia to draw the line. you're a good surveyor, Dixon, but I swear you'll make me mad. The West will kill us both, you gullible Geordie lad. You talk of liberty, how can America be free? A Geordie and a baker's boy in the forests of the Iroquois.
Now hold your head up, Mason, see America lies there. Morning tide has raised the capes of Delaware. Come up and feel the sun, a new morning is begun. Another day will make it clear why your star should guide us here. We are sailing to Philadelphia, a world away from the coaly tide. Sailing to Philadelphia, Dixon line, the Mason line, Dixon line.
you're sitting at home. You may be lonely, but you're not alone. There's a whole world full of people out there waiting on someone like you to care. Somebody's gonna love you.
Somebody's gonna love you.
No matter what you do.
What's it called?
It's called Beautiful Crazy.
Check one, two, check one.
Shall we run with a song?
What do you think, Luke?
Yeah, I think we're ready. Let's give the people what they want. This is the song they want. Scott, you're going to see me master the selfie during this.
Here we go, boys.
Day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine. Takes forever getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. When she gets that come get me look in her eyes, well, it kinda scares me the way that she drives me wild. And she drives me wild. She can't help but amaze me. The way that she dances, ain't afraid to take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She makes plans for the weekend, can't wait to go out. Till she changes her mind, says let's stay on the couch and watch TV. And she falls asleep. Beautiful, crazy, she can't help but amaze me. The way that she dances, ain't afraid to take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She's unpredictable, unforgettable. It's unusual, unbelievable. How I'm such a fool. Yeah, I'm such a fool. Beautiful, crazy, she can't help but amaze me. The way that she dances, ain't afraid to take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, she's crazy, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me.
Amazing.
Cool. Thanks.
That was pretty dang solid all around.
Yeah.
They called him crazy when they started out. Said 17's too young to know what love's about. They've been together 58 years now. That's crazy. He brought home 67 bucks a week. Bought a little two-bedroom house on Maple Street, where she blessed him with 6 more miles to feed. Now that's crazy. Just ask him how he did it. He'll say, pull up a seat. It'll only take a minute to tell you everything. Be your best friend and tell the truth. Hand over you. Microsoft.